in the limelight.
Biden has chosen the worst of all paths. Further escalation by deploying troops without any real capabilities, all while distracting from more important issues of national security, says Bradley Delvin, staff reporter for the American Conservative, in an article titled, Biden's Pointless Troop Deployment. Stay tuned for more. President Joe Biden has decided to deploy 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe, adding to fears a war amidst a Russian troop buildup along the borders of Ukraine. The U.S. president's move was heralded by members of the foreign policy establishment in both parties, while those still focused on preventing war with Russia over a country insignificant to U.S. interest were smeared with accusations of spreading disinformation. Critics say the president's troop deployment offers no strategic advantage to the United States regime, while needlessly increasing tensions. Recently, the Biden administration announced about 1,000 U.S. troops will be moved from bases in Germany to Romania, which shares a border with Ukraine, to reinforce America's existing presence there. Biden's decision to deploy troops, which he hinted at last week without giving a clear timeline, came at Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation. Recently, Austin negotiated the deployment with Romania's Ministry of National Defense. Defense Department Press Secretary John Kirby said the troops being sent to Romania are part of a Stryker infantry unit designed to deploy in short order, to move quickly, and to deter aggression and enhance defensive capabilities and frontline allied states. The other 2,000 troops will be deployed from the U.S. to Europe in the coming days, most of them to Poland, including part of the 82nd Airborne Division. Others, including members of the 18th Airborne Corps, will be sent to Germany. Once there, the 18th Airborne is tasked with organizing a joint task force-capable headquarters. Kirby said this group deployment is not permanent and that they are not going to fight in Ukraine. They're going to maintain the robust defense of NATO allies. The 3,000 troops who will be repositioned in Europe are separate from 8,500 Austin put on heightened alert last month to assist NATO if tensions continue to build in Ukraine, which they have. The United States regime is indeed driving much of NATO's and Western Europe's response to Russia's buildup on Ukraine's border, though these transatlantic partners have been unable to display a united front in response to actions. France, following America's lead, has also decided to deploy forces to Romania under NATO command. Kirby also thanked Spain, Denmark, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom for providing their own troops to reinforce NATO's Far Eastern Front. The deployment of U.S. and allied forces to Poland and Romania effectively expands NATO's enhanced forward presence mission, which has brought troops closer to what Russia calls its near abroad since 2017, predominantly in Poland and the Baltic states. Currently, NATO operations in Romania, part of Tailored Forward Presence, or Enhanced Forward Presence, a sister operation which positioned rapid response units on NATO's southeastern front, include a land troop operations headquarters in Craiova, as well as the Human Intelligence Center of Excellence in Oradea, the multinational division southeast headquarters in Bucharest, and the Aegis Ashore Ballistic Missile Defense System at the Vestlo Air Base. The president has his predictable defenders in the Washington establishment recently. Among them was Senator Richard Blumenthal, who suggested the U.S. should be doing more than deploying just a few thousand troops to Europe. Blumenthal claimed economic sanctions should be starting right now and the military airlift that we have with supplies going there should be heightened and expanded, adding, "So I think much more robust and aggressive action should be pursued immediately." Biden's actions against Russia have also found support from a bipartisan group of senators currently working on a sanctions package to be imposed if Russia were to invade Ukraine. The group is led by Senator Bob Menendez, who also chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. According to Senator John Cronin, the group of eight senators working on the package have broad-based agreement but are continuing to nail out the details. The Biden administration has claimed the 3,000 troops deployed to NATO Eastern Front will not engage in the battle with Russia over Ukraine. What then is the strategic and diplomatic advantage of sending troops to Romania and Poland? Such a suggestion is ludicrous. A full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia seems to be off the table, to say nothing of a move to take Romania or Poland. Russia is well aware of the constraints it would face if it were to encroach on Ukrainian territory, as evidenced by the number of troops currently stationed on Ukraine's border. Thus, the purpose of the U.S. deployment is merely symbolic and should be seen as empty posturing on the part of the U.S. and NATO, according to Quincy Institute Senior Research Fellow Anatole Levin. Biden hopes to use U.S. troops as bargaining chips for a mutual withdrawal from Ukraine's border in further negotiations with Russia. Russia is unlikely to take the bait, given the aforementioned factors and disparities in deployment size, which Biden even acknowledged last Friday when he hinted at a U.S. troop deployment. Biden has chosen the worst of all paths: further escalation by deploying troops without any real capabilities, all while distracting from more important issues of national security. What could go wrong?